Tattersall's kickoff. This is Radio City Talk.
This weekend at the Echo Arena sees Martin Murray against Gabriel Rosado. And second up on the bill, you're going to be treated to Rocky Fielding against John Ryder. Morning, Rocky.
Morning, Steve.
Nice to be second on the bill at the Echo Arena.
Yep, yes, the chief support with Martin, my stable mate and good friend. So it's great to be out there.
How much of an inspiration has Martin been? Because I know how much of a good mate he's been to you, hasn't he? You've trained an awful lot with him.
Yeah, well, I've known Martin, like, growing up through the amateurs, a few years older, but you always knew, like, when Martin was fighting in like, the Everton Park and all the AVAs and stuff, and I've always watched him through then. And then, obviously, I went down to Oliver's, about 6 years ago now, and Martin's there, obviously, and we just got, like, paired, I was, like, paired up on, like, the tech sparring and sparring, and obviously he was experienced a lot more, and I was just learning off him, bouncing off him, whatever he was, you know, he was doing, I was doing, and then we were just, we've just grown together, like, the last, you know, over the last 6 years, and pushed each other in sessions and sparred many rounds and everything, so he's been good as well to me in them ways, and outside the ring, and bit of advice on some stuff and things, so it's been a pleasure training with them.
Yeah, an important person to be able to turn to, isn't it? I suppose for all boxers, you want to look to someone with a bit of experience. He's a bit older than you, isn't he? He's at a crunch time in his career, but I would imagine he's been able to offer you a lot of advice in your relatively short career so far.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, as you know, he's been through the ranks. He's fought through, you know, the British level and gone up to the world level. And I've been away on training camps with him to South Africa. We went there. We went to Monte Carlo in a big fight against Golovkin. So just being around that kind of setup, do you know what I mean? Training away and then being in them big world title fights. I went to Germany with him against Abraham.
Yeah,
and I went to the Felix Stern one and stuff. So he's been where I'm just getting now and going up. So, you know, any little advice that he can pass on, he does. And, you know, and because of being around him in them big fights, I know I'll take it all in.
There isn't a nicer guy in boxing either than Martin Murray. How much does he deserve to get to that sort of pinnacle of the sport, which he's craved and come so close to so many times, a world title belt?
Yeah, he deserves it massively. You know, as you said, he's a nice guy, and you know, he's fought for world titles away from home, and you know, he's been very unlucky in a couple of them. I know, and I hope he just got to do a good job on Saturday, and then maybe he can get him a big fight in that St. Helens' rugby team's stadium. Yeah, Langtree, is it? Yeah, so that's his main dream he's always talked about, and I hope he can pull it off Saturday, and then he gets that there.
It's becoming something of a fad, this, isn't it? Tony Bellew at Goodison Park, Martin Murray at Langtree.
Yeah.
Everyone wants their fight at their football ground or their rugby ground these days.
Yeah.
I don't know too much about Gabriel Rosado, but everything I've read suggests this is a proper war. Has he spoken much about him?
Yeah, well, as you say, Rosado, he's been in them big fights as well. He's boxed a good, you know, we think he's lost like 10 fights, but he's boxed like world-class fighters, but he doesn't give in, and he's being cut to pieces, blood everywhere. He's still fighting on and stuff, and the same as Martin. You know, he won't shy away from a fight. If it goes to a war, then he's prepared, and if that's going to be, you know, a fight that two fighters won't take a step back and will just punch themselves right the way through the rounds and until someone goes. But the way Martin's been looking, the way he's been doing his weight now back to middleweight, is sparred, and he's been looking back to where he was, you know, 3 or 4, 5 years ago when I first started. He's back to, you know, everything's right for him. So he'll put a show on Saturday, and I think he can get him late on and do a bit of damage on him.
Because Martin was in here the other week, and even by his own admission, he's had his downs, hasn't he? You know, the George Groves fight.
Yeah.
Even the last fight in Monte Carlo, it was nowhere near sort of Martin's own standard, was it? He seems to me like someone who almost beats himself up a little bit and knows that, you know, those aren't his levels. He can do much, much better.
Yeah, definitely. And as he says, like, he tried out the super middleweight and he was just not that big enough for that weight. His boxing, everything, his fitness, his everything, his desire to win, everything's there, but he just feels that extra bit of weight on, you know, being that son, and he goes back down to middleweight now and he's doing it properly. He'll have the advantage on them guys now because he's back to where he is, and his boxing's he's not like some fighters train to get the weight down to make the weight. He's training now to win the fight because he knows his weight's back comfortable where he is. So get that right and you'll have a great performance Saturday.
Everything will be perfect. What's it like sparring with Martin? Do you go full hog at each other?
Yeah, well, yeah, we do. We have like a limit, you know what I mean? It's not like want to
take him out,
take each other out, and that it's just a good yeah. spar. Like where you catch me, I catch him, and just things like that. But his defense is like so tight, so hard to get.
He looks like a brick wall.
Yeah, so you've got to like try and get to that defense to try and get him. Then, you know what I mean. So it's good. It's good for me, as I said before. He's been to that level, that world level, you know, four or five times, and he's up there. And me sparring him, you know, and other world class fighters just bring me on and get me to there, get me to that level. Then, so it's been great sparring.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
At Rocky Fielding, my special guest. He's on the bill at the Echo Arena this weekend, second up as he takes on John Ryder, obviously chief support to Martin Murray against Gabriel Rosado. Don't forget, of course, on Thursday morning, Sean Masha-Dodd will be in as well as he previews his fight against Lee Appleyard. The Commonwealth belt is on the line for that one. Let's just go back to the start with you, Rocky. Where did the love of boxing come from? Where did you get involved with it?
I was a kid, really. I mean, I was playing football mostly. I was banging to football. And then I just went over to the boxing at the age of 9. Just to, you know, keep you know, fit, learn how to box like any kid tries it. And I just got a little bug for it. Stayed at it and then had my first fight when I was 11.
Oh, quite early then, really?
Yeah. I started when I was 9, you couldn't fight till 11, and then from there I was back out a week later fighting, and I had like, I think, 8 fights, 1/8 on the trot. I was buzzing, made up, and then when the schoolboy championships, you know, my first year, got to the final, lad, and then just stayed at it really all the way through, and then we got... When you get picked for England and you get that England vest, you know what I mean? You win it. I was like, oh, I like this. And that was it. I just stuck at it, really. Just the football just went to the side, really. But,
and boxing was the number one thing. Were you quite a... You weren't a tearaway or anything? It wasn't a way of sort of controlling your emotions or...
No, I mean, no, that's it. Like, it was... You know, we get some fighters that they do that, but yeah. I was just an active kid, like I said, playing football, and I just done it like as well to stay off the streets. You know what I mean? Like not like, you know, obviously we still hang around like on the streets and that. But I knew I'd be in the gym 5 o'clock, and then you get home at 7. Your mum and dad would say bed ready, you know, school the next day kind of thing. So it was just nothing. I went like. On the streets causing mayhem, and then like, mum getting sent to the gym just to keep. But it was just like I just went over. My dad took me over really, and we went over, and I just stuck at it there. Just the lads in the gym, they only become your friends, your mates, and you're just out fighting, boxing. You know, we ain't ever fighting on the streets or nothing like that. Just all in the boxing ring. And
you were quite disciplined, and it carved your path.
Yeah, yeah.
Obviously, your name Rocky Fielding. I'm reading here on Wikipedia. Your dad called you the Rock. Is that right? Because you were a big baby.
Yeah, it was. It started off. Yeah, I was born 10 pound odd, and he's had old, and I've just looked like a little rock, and so I was just stuck, and then. I had it all the way through. You know, as I said, playing football, I was getting called this. So some people thought because of box, I was getting called Rocky because of box. But it's been since I was a baby. And then it's just stuck. It's only my mum that calls me Michael. You know, when she gets a cob, I'm Michael. But apart from that, everyone's Rocky or Rock. You know what I mean?
It's not Rocky Marciano. It's not named after that.
No.
No. How do you feel your professional career has gone? If you look through the fights you've had, 23 wins, 13 knockouts, and that one blip, the one defeat to Callum. But how, if you looked at it as the whole package, are you relatively pleased with the journey you've been on?
Yeah, so far. I've done what I've had in front of me. Yeah, as you say, I've done it. You know, I've still plenty more left to go yet. To even started off with the prize fighter and then like English title and then I won the Commonwealth title and now I'm fighting for the British. So I've gone through that route like every fighter does. You know, the next step, European maybe, and then the world. But so far, you know, I'm happy, you know, where I'm at the minute. But there's a lot more to come in the years to come. You know, I've got plenty more big fights and world title fights is me ambition to get to. And I don't think I'm too far away at the minute.
Could you tell how good that you were going to be as you sort of progressed through the earlier stages of your pro career? You had a lot of sort of knockouts. Were people around you telling you, look, you know, you have the potential to be the best in your weight division?
I had obviously the support of it, but obviously it's me and Oliver, my trainer, who were working together, and you know, I'm training with, he trains me, so it's when he says things like that, then I can, you know, believe in that. But you know, I've turned pro on a small shows really. I had no promoter. I just fought on it in a sports sense until I got that call for prize fighter. And then when I'd done that and the way I'd done it, then I thought, you know, I've got something here. I've got a little bit, you know, it's a lot of improvements. I'm only just turning pro for 10 months. I've just done that against, you know, experienced fighters. I think there's a bit more. And as the years go on, years have been going on, I've been learning, you know, every step of the way. But these levels, and you know, you've got to get to that level. You've got to, you know, compete at that level. Then you know, you do that in style, then you're on the next level. And we're just building up levels now. And the way it's going, it's looking well. I believe I'm looking okay at the minute. I've just got to, you know, Saturday night out the way, and then, you know, see where we go from there.
It's a tough division. You want to keep sort of mounting up the belts, don't you? So WBA Intercontinental Super Middleweight Champ. That's the belt you've got, yeah?
Yeah, and the WBC International as well.
Right, okay. So they're the two at the moment. Where do you want to be in a year's time? What do you want to have strapped around you?
Obviously a world title. But
is there a path to that within a
year? Yeah, definitely. I mean, definitely. You know, I've looked at the rankings now, and as you've got like the Gale is the world champion, number one. George Groves fighting for a world title. Callum Smith fighting for a world title. I've heard Paul might be fighting for a world title. And then I am there for fifth or fourth in the rankings. So the ones above fighting for world titles or are world champions. And I'm ranked one below. So it's my aim.
It's your turn next.
It's my aim to get myself in a position to fight for a world title, and that's all I want to do by this year, is get myself in a position to fight for a world title, if not fight for a world title by the years out. And I think I can do that. I don't know, it's just I'm ranked in most of the governing bodies, in like top 15 and top 10 and 1, so I'm there. I've been, as you said, 23 fights and a pro 6 years so now. And you know, it's about time when I get that opportunity and to get to that level. And you know, I'm putting the work in the gym and doing everything right. And then it's up to me now to perform on Saturday. And then I think, you know, do a good win Saturday. I think I've opened more doors then to get to that level. And that's all I want to do, is get myself in a position to fight for a world title this year. if not fight for one.
Radio City Talk Breakfast. The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.
Rocky Fielding, my special guest. He's in action this weekend at the Echo Arena on a bill which also includes Martin Murray, Sean Masher, Dodd, and several more local fighters as well. It promises to be a brilliant night. Tom Farrell's fighting, Ryan Mulcahy, Jed Carroll as well. Good luck to all the local fighters in particular. It's brilliant, isn't it, being involved in a local fight night at the Echo Arena. You've got this ridiculously passionate following as well, haven't you? This support. Where did that sort of grow from, Rocky?
I always had a good support since my pro debut. You know, I took 300-400 people up to Salford, you know, four coaches up to a sports centre in Salford, and then obviously when I'm prize fighter, I was on the Sky then, and you know, winning that, and like, you know, we get the boxing fans that take to fighters and stuff, and it just grew, and you know, I get on with everyone like around Liverpool and the city, and they love the boxing, they follow the boxers, and you know, with it's great support from them, so it's just building up, you know. Everyone's, you know, when's Liverpool show, you've got all the Scouse lads fighting, so everyone's out supporting, you know, the tickets go well, every fighter, you know, selling tickets, but we all know, kind of know each other, and their support, but they buy off them, me, and no things like that, but it's great to have the support, and especially when you're fighting in the Echo Arena in Liverpool, it's even better.
How much are you aware of it when you step into the Echo Arena, and, you know, you're hearing your name chanted, or are you in a pure bubble?
Yeah, I mean, on the way to the ring, you know, it's there, but then when once in the ring and then that bell goes, then it's like no one's in there, you know what I mean, the way you're focused and in the zone, but you know, you do hear the noise, you know, on the way to the ring, and you know, why waiting for your name to get called out, and then once that's finished, then start the business then.
Right, a big low for you was the defeat to Callum Smith. And it's something that actually, looking back on, you know, you'll have learnt an awful lot from. At the time, and I mean, it seems quite a while ago now, 2015, so November 2015. What did you learn from that? And how disappointed were you in yourself?
Yeah, I learned not to rise to the crowd and wanting to, you know, get stuck in and fight.
The crowd wanted you to go to war, didn't they? And you basically accepted
that was it. It's just, you know, that was it, yeah. You know, I say Callum, you don't take nothing away from Callum. He's a good fighter, and he's doing what he's doing. He's fighting for a world title soon. So, you know, it's done me a bit. You know, obviously you've got two Liverpool lads, and, you know, the Echo was packed the whole thing. You know, the way it went for me, it wasn't good in my way, and
you couldn't have seen that coming, could you?
No, it's a me. That's it. Loads, like, you know, it was just a quick shootout. He caught me, then, you know, I caught him. You could see, and then I was just staying there a bit too long, and he caught me again. You know, as I went here, put out. I was on my feet. The referee just stopped it, and you know, that was it. But even though it was only the first round, like, you know, the first time I went down, I've lost the round, so I should have, you know, went on my back foot and just got through the next round, to that round, but then I never carried on going. I thought, that's when I realised, you know, you've lost that round, so why, you know, wanting to keep going and fighting? But I learned from that, you know, and then the next fight, I didn't want to, you know, take an easy 8-round, 6-round fighter. I wanted to get in with an experienced fighter, and
so that was Christopher Rabras. That was the next fight.
Yeah,
and obviously it went the distance, and that was something of a war in itself, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was because, you know, Callum had fought Rabras, and George Groves had fought Rabras, and, you know, when he's a former European champion, and it was a tough fight for me. You know, it was close on the judges' scorecards, and you know, there's a few things that didn't go my way through the camp and through stuff. But, you know, that's just how life pans out, you know what I mean, and how things go. And I got the win in a close fight. I learned a lot in it. You know, he's a European level, former European champion. So
Did it not matter how you won? Just the fact you won, given what had happened in the Callum Smith fight previous to it?
Yeah, just getting that win. But as I said before, like Callum went the distance and George Groves went the distance. So in my head, I was like, well, I want to knock him out then, do you know what I mean? And
you wanted to show something to the other lads.
Yeah, I mean, I just wanted to get the knockout, and then I probably took the little shine away from the Callum defeat in myself. Just little things you think as a fighter and, you know, what, but I was thinking about that too much during the fight to the build-up. Because I asked for that. I thought, when I lost the Callum fight, I'm getting back out. I need to get back out, but I want to get, you know, a really good fighter to show. And as I said, it was a close fight. I just had too much on my head wanting to bingo, man. He hasn't been stopped, I don't think, really. He's lost like a couple of fights, but he hasn't been stopped, and he's a tough fighter. So I learned a lot from that, a hell of a lot. And, you know, I could have gone to Goodison Bill, but things, you know, with the family wasn't good at the time. So I had a bit of a gap then, and then obviously my next fight was the October the 15th last year, so that was supposed to be a big fight. But then the baby was due on that day, so we switched it, you know, to a least experienced fighter. And
that was Istvan Zeller who you ended up fighting. That was quite straightforward for you. I think actually, looking at the fights you've had, you've not fought as much as you probably would have wanted to in the space of a year and a half, 2 years.
Yeah, well, if you look on like the Nobby Gonzalez fight, so that was me on a bounce, a couple of good wins. Nobby Gonzalez, really good fighter. I've stopped him, and I was, you know, there's me, WBA international champion, the rankings like number 5, and I thought, right, this is me year now. I mean, but I got an injury through. Couple of, you know, an injury through the years that has been playing up on me that I had to get done. So if I wanted to get to that next level with them big fighters, I had to sort this injury out, and that's what I got done, and it put me out for 10 months. So I was there ready to you know, push on, but then the injury, so I've had 10 months out. Then I have to rebuild and get back to where I started in the first. My first part of my career, do you know what I mean? So I feel like now I'm everything's put behind now. I'm all injuries, you know, things are going well. I've got a little baby now, everything's gone great now. So this is the time now, this is the year to kick on. I've improved a lot. Sparring's been going great, training's been going great, everything's gone well. So I think this is me year now to push on.
New dad, new lease of life as well, as it's given you a different perspective.
Yeah, it's been a great few months. You know,
because you were thinking the little one was arriving on the same date as that other fight, weren't you?
Yeah, it was due the 15th of October, the same date. So it was a case of getting in early and then getting back, because she was in slow labour and she didn't go till the week later. So it was. At the fight, and I phoned her and said, is everything okay? She said, yeah, I'm fine. I said, well, I'm staying to watch the rest of the fights then. but as I say, I've been saying now since January the 1st, and, you know, when, as you say, he's new lease of life, you know, he's waking me up at 5, and then I'm out running at 6. He's getting me up, he's my alarm now to get me out there, so.
Yeah, well, that's a help, isn't it? That's helping dad, isn't
it? Yeah, that's it, and then, you know, it's coming home from training and, you know, and seeing him. I need to get stuck in a bit more. It's been a bit hard with training. My missus has took over everything with him, giving me a hand, but helping me out, you know, both ways. But I'm enjoying it at the minute, yeah.
Oh, after this fight, you'll have full-on dad duties. I'm sure about that, Rocky.
But she said, yeah, she's like, your gym sessions were only like 2 hours. Now it's like 4 hours. Where are you? Like, I'll be over the minute. But,
hiding. Yeah. Right, fight week. Yeah. How do you plan the week out then? So you've got some public sparring today, haven't you? Is that right?
Yeah, public workout with Oliver and the rest of the lads on the card. The local lads are on. Starts from 1 o'clock at the Hilton. Just, you know, a bit of pad work, bit of, you know, showing the public, you know, what fight week is. And some
so you
pads.
Can go down there and just see all you lads doing a light workout.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's open to everyone. You know, I think the kids are still off school. They want to get down there and, you know, just a light workout start at 1, you know, just a little shake out. I've got last session tomorrow with Oliver, going over things tactic wise and then I'm done then till the weigh-in Friday, and then fight night Saturday.
Do you like the fight week? Is this the real buzz? Does it start on?
Yeah, this is it now. I mean, as I said, like my last fight was October, and that buzz hasn't been here for a bit. Mm. But now I was buzzing last week. I finished my last spar, and I'm like, yeah, I'm done now. Let's get it on out. I wish it was tomorrow. That was like last week, so I've had to ease things down this week because I'm ready now. So it's great there, the buzz, you know, it's still things to do, as you say, with the public workout. You've got a press conference, got a weigh-in. I mean, the press conference and the public workout is, it's got to be done, but I think most fighters I think they wouldn't rather do that, but, you know, it's got to be done, and then we weigh in, and then we're ready to go Saturday.
No issues with weight? Weight's fine. You've been working with the university, haven't you? Yeah. Everything's sort of quite clinically checked with yourself.
I've been with the guys, Jay Mohan and Elliot Hall from Liverpool University on the sports science, nutrition, my strength work. I'm spot on with them, contact them, you know, every day. I'd text all of me weight of a morning. They tell me the targets. Like, they tell me targets that I should be hitting every Monday. And like, I'm eating them, I'm like, you're not living with me, you don't know what I mean. I'm doing everything right, so yeah, I'm bang on, really. If I have to get weighed today,
you'd be there or thereabouts.
Session, I'll be there, yeah. I'm feeling good, you know. If it weren't going well, then I probably wouldn't be here now. We're just speaking to you or getting a conversation out of me, but because I'm cool with my weight, then I'm here now.
You're quite relaxed. Your opponent is John Ryder. What do you know about him, and what are you expecting from the fight? For all the thousands of fight fans will be heading there this weekend, what sort of fight are they going to see?
It's going to be a good fight. You know, John Ryder's a good fighter. He's boxed at middleweight, you know, most of his whole career at middleweight. He's lost to Billy Joe Saunders, Nick Blackwell, and another guy from Blackpool. He's had a couple of good wins in between that, so he's coming up from middleweight to super middleweight, and you know, he is small, stocky, fit, come forward, good, you know, good fighter, and you know, I'm coming down. I'm a solid super middleweight, so I'm hoping. I think I'll be a bit, you know, too big and strong for him, you know, and I think he'll play into my hands. You know, the fighter he is, you know, comes forward wanting to scrap. I think he'll walk onto things, and I'm open for a, you know, a good performance Saturday, a good win, and then it puts me back in there and back in the mix, and you know, people back talking about me, and you know, ready for a big year, you know. But I can't look past them. But he's my focus for now. But I know it'll be a good tough fight for me. But I think I can come through well and get the win. You know, it could go the distance, I could get him. But I'm just gonna win the fight by all means and push on for the year.
Rocky, you look very comfortable within yourself. Best of luck for this weekend. Yeah. It promises to be a brilliant night. I'm sure you'll achieve that this weekend. And hopefully the world title shot or dreams within the next 12 months. That'd be amazing, wouldn't it?
Yeah, brilliant, mate. Yeah, brilliant. Definitely. That's the dream. You know, since a kid. But as I said, I feel my time now is, you know, getting these fights, and then, you know, this year's gotta be the year, you know, these fights that I've had, world title fights in less than me. So, you know, hopefully this year, and you know, we keep pushing on, saying hard, and I get the shots.
Rocky Fielding, chief support this weekend, up against John Ryder, Martin Murray against Gabriel Rosado. The main event of the weekend at the Echo Arena, Sean Dodley, Apple Yard, Tom Farrell, Tommy Karras, several other fighters, Jed Carroll, Ryan Mulcahy, Joe Cordina as well. Plenty on the bill if you're heading down to the Echo Arena. Thank you, Rocky.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall on Radio City Talk.